Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab, and today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, Professor Salman Nakavi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University of Qom, and we have been discussing some very important issues related to teenagers and what parents should be doing. In the upbringing process, parents have got to be doing a lot of things. Especially, they need patience to be dealing with all the upbringing processes. We answer in this program your questions, issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, Professor Nakavi, to start with, sometimes when we see teenagers speaking, peer pressure is one of the things that changes the attitude of sometimes speech, sometimes what they say, sometimes they really don't think what they are saying. So what etiquettes and manners of speech should be taught to teenagers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, thank you very much. As you mentioned, adolescence is a very sensitive age, and there's a lot of influence coming out from the different quarters over a child who is of that age. And so we need to be very careful regarding what we require our children to do, especially talking, using their tongues. In our Islamic literature, the use of the tongue has been described to be one of the most important aspects of our behavior, and
right,
how we need to manage it and how we need to take care of what we're saying,
right,
and how we're saying something. So basically, we need to teach our children to be speak nicely, politely, correctly, with confidence, but never to abuse anyone.
Right.
So, and most of all, most important, to speak what is correct, what is right, what is based on logic, not on emotions.
True.
Yes, we need to be emotional. We need to express our emotions, but emotions which are entrenched in logic.
Yeah.
If we speak out for someone's right, then we need to be forceful about it. We need to be emotional about it. But because it is something which is right.
Yeah.
So we need to teach our children to speak what is the truth.
Yeah.
Based on logic, based on something which everyone accepts to be true and correct. And what our religion tells us. But in doing so, we shouldn't be abusive, we shouldn't be harsh, we shouldn't be looking down upon someone and trying to belittle him. So speaking is one of the basic qualities that a human being possesses, which qualifies him and distinguishes him from other animals. As we have been saying previously also, the human being is supposed to be a rational being.
Yeah.
And he needs to speak based on rationality.
Yeah.
So the first thing which we need to make our the children realizes that the Quran says قُلِ الْحَقِّ. Whatever is the truth, you should say it.
Exactly.
Whether it is against you, whether it is in your favor, the truth should be spoken.
Yeah. Professor, we will be discussing more with you on this important topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about etiquettes and manners of speech that should be taught to the teenagers. Well, if those manners are taught, this polite speech of communicating with others would show them respect, consideration of their feelings, and this politeness is can be ranging from many forms, like speaking truth and sometimes like using formal language or expressing gratitude and appreciation. Well, Professor Salman Akhavi, you have been talking about the first thing and in the speech manners that we should be teaching to our teenagers is to speak truth.
So we need to teach them to understand what the truth is. So their mental capabilities to understand the truth are very important. They need to be developed in such a way, their logical thinking patterns should be developed. And that comes from the upbringing and from the environment in which they live in. If they find us to be doing the same thing, they will follow us. They will try to accept us as their role models, even if they don't acknowledge that. But basically, they need to see us speaking the truth, and speaking the truth based upon solid arguments. And then, of course, we want us our children to be able to interact nicely with other people. So sometimes, when we want to speak the truth, and the audience, the person whom we are talking to, is not ready to accept the truth.
Yeah.
Or he wants to defy it, he wants to reject it. Now we need to be very tactful and careful in saying what we want to say, though even if we may believe that we are true, but the other person may not be ready to accept that. So here we need to again, as the Quran says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izati al hasana wajadilhum bil lati hiya ahsan."
Yeah.
So you need to talk to your audience in a way that you want to invite them to the truth. You want to invite them towards Islam. Our children should become propagators of Islam, and to do that, they need to call to the path of Allah Almighty, udu' ila sabili rabbik, towards the path of the truth, the path of guidance, the path of rushd and development. So they need to understand that this has to be done based on hikmah,
right,
on wisdom.
Right.
And it has to be based on al-mu'izatul hasana. In a manner which is kind, which is polite, which is generous, using advice which touches the heart, comes out of the heart and touches the heart of the other person.
Yeah.
So it has to be truthful. It has to be with empathy. It has to be with passion.
Yeah.
It should be forceful. It should be in such a way that the person who is listening to you is touched by your words.
Right.
So that is important, to teach them how to communicate properly. That is very important.
Right.
So when we talk about the truth, it's not just about the truth in the general sense.
Yeah. Well, we'll be discussing more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the manners that should be taught to teenagers regarding the speech. Well, Professor Salman Akavi, we have these teenagers who sometimes come up with the reasons that, it was important for me to lie over here. If I would have not lied, maybe this and that would have happened. But in the very beginning of the program, you said, whether truth is in your favor or against you, always prefer to speak a truth. But here we also have like this kind of explanation when it's coming up from teenagers. We have this another hadith which says that lying is root and key to all other sins. How do we transmit this to our teenagers?
So when we talk about the truth, we need to talk based on facts, based on logic. We need to communicate what we want to do in a very polite manner. But sometimes we are talking about the truth in the particular religious sense or in the sense of our ideology. We're talking about Allah Almighty. Sometimes we're talking about our daily issues.
Right.
Things which come up every day. There are interactions, there are transactions, there are different dealings going on, give and take is going on. So everyone is looking for his own benefit.
Right.
Everyone is trying to make the most out of that transaction. That transaction may be a monetary fiscal sort of transaction, or it could be some other sort of give and take in daily matters. You do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. So in soliciting the help of others, in trying to take them on board, we need to be truthful.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't do anything which harms them. Even if we're looking for our own benefit, it shouldn't be in such a way that it harms the other person, causes injury to him, causes him his character is diminished, or he is, for example,
loses dignity.
He loses his dignity. He shouldn't be harmed. Even there should be a win-win situation. If I'm giving something and I'm taking something, for both of us, there's a win-win situation. Sometimes, for the sake of our own benefit, we lie to others because we forget the fact that lying in itself isn't good for me as the person who is speaking that lie.
Yeah.
Who is speaking that, going against what the facts are. That does not reflect upon my character, even if it does not have any harm for the other person.
Right.
Maybe it does not cause any harm to the other person. It is a very negative reflection on my own character. But mostly when we lie, it is because it's for our own benefit, sometimes it's for the at the expense of the other person.
Right.
Losing something material, losing something spiritual. So in any case, whatever we do, whatever we say, our children should realize that they should not be doing something, saying something at the expense of the other person, especially lying about things.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. And we'll discuss more about this topic in the upcoming episodes. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Well, speech is a mirror of the soul. So as a person speaks, so he is. Well, we'll discuss more interesting topics in the upcoming episodes. So stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI, Call of Islam. You can find an archive of our programs there. Well, you can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any questions regarding the upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.